Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to Daily Animated Tales. Don't forget to check out our new podcast, Horror Animated Story. You can find the link in this episode's description. Be sure to follow, rate, and give it a listen. We truly appreciate your continued support. Much love.
Hi, everyone. I'm Amelia. I'm 13 years old. I have an amazing life story. A homeless man adopted me. I can't wait for the day I get to call him Dad. You might wonder how that's even possible. Once you hear my story, I'm sure you'll find it amazing too. I never knew my real dad, and my mom passed away when I was 8. I'm not going to say anything else about my real parents because talking about them makes me really sad. So yes, I became an orphan when I was little. I didn't have any relatives that could take me in, so I was sent to live in an orphanage. People don't think of orphanages as nice places, but the other kids there and I were happy most of the time. Imagine a bunch of kids living together. We'd play all the time. The orphanage had a school, so we studied together too. Perhaps we all got along because we were all there for the same reason. Most of the people working there who took care of us were good to us too. Our lives at the orphanage were pretty good, but most kids still wanted to be adopted. We dreamed about it. Imagine, a family comes, meets with some of the kids, and then picks one that would go to live with them. Only 4 or 5 kids would get lucky each month. We'd all get jealous of the ones who got adopted. You know what was the main reason for our jealousy? Because they'd get to call 2 people mom and dad. You'd have to live in an orphanage to understand how much we missed those words. I became one of the kids that was envied when I was 12. I was adopted not by a family, but a single woman. She was a retired judge. I couldn't sleep for a week when I learned that she picked me. I'd dream about the moment I'd call her mom for the first time. Parents would come to pick up their new kids on Sundays. I said bye to my friends and everyone at the orphanage after breakfast. My new mom came an hour later. As I was leaving, I thought this was the happiest day of my life, but my excitement didn't last long. Her name was Harriet. In our first conversation at home, she said, "You'll call me Miss Harriet. I go to bed late and I wake up late. I want my breakfast ready when I'm up." I quickly realized that she didn't want a child, but a servant that she could train from a young age. She didn't enroll me in a school, which is against the adoption requirements. I wasn't allowed to leave the house, so I couldn't report her. I swear I'm not exaggerating, but she was just like the stepmother in Cinderella. I spent my days working for her nonstop. She was never satisfied with anything I did. She'd scream at me every chance she got. I really miss the orphanage. At night, I'd cry under the covers. After 7 to 8 months, I resigned myself to my new life. I knew I didn't belong in that house, but I was too young to think about escaping. I had noticed that Miss Harriet always kept the front door locked so I could never leave the house, not even to take out the trash. One day, I saw that Miss Harriet was really sad. Her eyes were swollen from crying. For the first time in months, she talked to me like I was a normal person. "Sit down," she said. So I did. It was the anniversary of her husband's death. She told me all about him just because she wanted to share it with someone. I was surprised that such an evil woman could love someone so much. She talked and cried and drank the whole time. Eventually, she got really drunk. I couldn't understand what she was saying anymore, but I still had to pretend I was listening. Finally, she passed out. I was about to go back to my room when I noticed a key. It was lying on the coffee table. Everything happened so quickly, I picked it up. Once I realized that it was the key to the front door, I unlocked the door and walked out without any hesitation. I went outside and started walking. I didn't stop until the sun started coming up. I was very tired. I came across a bench. Again, without even thinking, I laid down as if I just got to my own bed. I woke up to a woman standing by my feet. Her clothes were old and filthy. She had already taken off one of my shoes and was trying to get the other one. I tried pulling my foot away, but she had a tight grip on my shoe. Just then someone yelled, "Angela, leave the girl alone!" I looked to see who it was. It was a man dressed in rags. The two of them were obviously homeless. Walking towards us, he said, "What will she wear if you take her shoes? Look, she's sleeping on the streets like us." So the woman named Angela let go of me unwillingly. That's how I met Gary. It was my first time talking to a homeless person. He had been living on the streets for 9 years and had a very sad story. He lost his wife and two daughters in a train accident. After that, he was overwhelmed by grief and couldn't bring himself to do anything. He stopped going to work and stayed home all day in the dark. A while later, he lost his job and couldn't pay his rent, so he started living on the streets. He was such a good man and super funny. He made me laugh all the time. I started living with him on the streets. Once he heard my story, he wanted me to go back to the orphanage. But I told him that Miss Harriet would definitely come and take me from there. Reporting her would be useless. She was a judge. They'd believe her instead of a kid. So he said, "Okay, then you can stay with me for a while. We'll look for a better place for you later." "Deal," I said, nodding my head. But I didn't want to leave him at all, because it was the first time that I felt safe and relaxed with an adult. Gary taught me the main rule of living on the street. If you're homeless, you need to look it. After all, we live on other people's charity. I could go to a bathroom and wash my face, but who would give money to a clean, well-dressed person? He was right. So I did as he said. I made my face and clothes look as dirty as possible. One lesson and I had the perfect homeless look. We had to beg in the streets before each meal. Once we had made enough money, we'd go ahead and buy something to eat right away. That's why we never had money for the next meal. One day, after we had enough money for breakfast, we went to a bakery. Business owners usually tried to get rid of us as quickly as possible, so we wouldn't bother the other customers. But the woman at the bakery was really nice. She smiled and said, "Good morning. It's your lucky day because everything is free for girls your age today." Gary said, "Thank you, but today we have money." "Is it possible that a girl her age can get some free stuff another time?" he asked, and was about to give her our change. Suddenly, we heard a noise behind us. We turned to see what happened and saw that an older customer had fallen. The woman took out her cell phone in a panic. The old man on the floor was not moving. Gary put his cup on the counter and kneeled next to the man. He touched the man's neck with his hand. He closed his eyes and started counting. Then he put his hands together and pressed on the man's chest. Just then, the bakery owner said, "Don't touch him. I called an ambulance. A doctor should be doing this." Gary told her, "I am a doctor. His pulse is around 20. We can't wait for an ambulance. We have to act now," and continued pressing his hands on the man's chest. That old man was so lucky that Gary was there. He never told me what his job had been, so I was surprised to find out that he was a doctor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
In fact, he was a brain surgeon, but of course he knew what to do when someone was having a heart attack. Later, he told me more about his old life. One day he had to travel to another city to perform a surgery, but it was his birthday the next day, so his wife and kids decided to surprise him by taking the train to visit him. And you already know what happened after that. The owner of the bakery refused to let us pay. Gary insisted, but she said, "It's your lucky day. Everything is free for anyone who saves someone's life today." We ended up getting to know her that day. Her name is Sadie. I think she's as funny as Gary. She lives with her mom. "I'd invite you over for dinner, but my mom may not be ready to have two homeless people coming by," she said, and we all cracked up. The next day was a Sunday, and we made plans to have a picnic in a park. We had to beg in the streets longer than usual to buy all the stuff for the picnic. Guess what happened next? Gary and Sadie started falling for each other. One day, Sadie joked, "I decided to close the bakery and live with you on the streets because the only way I'll be able to tolerate your smell is if I start smelling like you." Gary said, "You know, that would be too much trouble. Instead of you smelling like us, we could start smelling like you. We just need a bath." That was a turning point in our lives. Of course, one bath wasn't enough, but it was a first step. Now we all live together. We have a lot of plans for the future, but the first one is for Gary and Sadie to get married. Then they're going to officially adopt me. After that, I'll be able to call them Mom and Dad. That's what they want. I already feel like saying it now, but I stopped myself. But I can tell you, they are my dear mom and dear dad, my lucky stars. My real mom would always pray, "May God bring good people into your life." That's exactly what happened. I hope the prayers someone says for you will come true one day too. Did you like my story? If you like stories based on real events, subscribe to this channel. Bye for now.
Hey everyone, I'm Otis. I became a millionaire when I was still in high school, and I made all that money myself. I made a decision. I worked really hard and was able to reach my goal. But ultimately, I ended up losing all the money I made. It all happened within a year and a half. How did I manage to get rich so quickly and then lose it all just as fast? You'll find out when you hear my story. My dad died when I was little. He had worked at a paint factory for years. He had been exposed to so many chemicals that his body couldn't take it. After that, my mom had to work two jobs to support our family. On weekdays, she worked at a flower shop and on weekends at a pizzeria. My sister and I barely saw her. She'd leave before we got up and come back after we'd gone to bed. That was the only way she could manage to pay all the bills. One morning, we woke up and Mom was home. She had a fever and a bad cough. She stayed in bed for 3 weeks. We realized during that time that if Mom couldn't work, we'd literally go hungry. We didn't have any savings for situations like these. The fridge was empty within a week, and the pantry within 2 weeks. By the third week, there was nothing left to eat. My mom still wasn't feeling great, but she had to go back to work. That's when I started thinking about money. At first, it wasn't about getting rich or anything. I wondered how I could help my mom so that at least she wouldn't have to work on weekends. If you come from a poor family, you often grow up to be poor too. My grandparents had problems with money all their lives. Sadly, poverty is passed down through generations. It's not easy to break that cycle, but I was determined to do it. I got a piece of paper and wrote, "How can I make money?" I searched the internet for hours. I wrote down everything I found. Then I began to try the ideas that made sense to me. The first thing I decided to try was pretty ridiculous. I was going to pick up money that people dropped. Initially, this seemed like a great idea because I was going to go to places where people were likely to drop their money, like vending machines. Let's say you drop a coin while you're putting money into a vending machine. What do? You casually look at the floor. If you don't see the coin right away, you reach in your pocket for another one. So I started going around to vending machines after school to see if I could find any loose change. The other place I thought I could find money was restaurant drive-thrus. You have to reach your hand out of the car window to make a payment and get change. If some change drops to the floor, few people would get out of their car to pick it up. So in addition to vending machines, I also went to drive-thrus to look for money. Did I find any? Yes, but very little. It would take me 100 years to make some decent money like this. So I decided to give up on this strategy after a week.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
It was a bad idea to depend on finding change on the floor. I also crossed out winning the lottery, finding oil in the backyard, and suddenly inheriting money from an unknown relative from my list of potential options. I had to find more rational ways to make money. I looked through my list again. When I was researching ways to make money, I had made a section called Entrepreneurship and noted some ideas. The first one was starting a YouTube channel. Then starting a website, and then making a mobile game. When I saw the next one, I stopped, finding a unique product idea. Wait a second, I actually already had such an idea. In fact, when I told people about it, they all said it would totally sell. Wanna know what this great idea is? An umbrella for dogs. I started jumping with joy. I found what I was looking for. Every time I took our dog Taco out in the rain, I always wondered, why isn't there a special umbrella for dogs? Taco would always get so wet during his walk, and then he'd make a huge mess at home when we came back. A dog umbrella would solve this problem. And on top of that, dogs wouldn't get cold from being wet. My sister had a small umbrella that she used when she was younger, so I decided to use it for my first prototype. After a lot of work, I finally did it. At first, Taco didn't like it and tried to get rid of it, but I was sure he'd love it when he saw how well it worked when it rained. I was proud of it. It looked great. More importantly, it was functional. All dog owners would want to buy this. But now there was a huge obstacle ahead. How would I be able to mass produce it? Also, people had to be able to buy it in places like supermarkets and pet shops. How could I manage that? I didn't have any money, so I needed to find an investor. But who would trust a 15-year-old with their investment? And even if they did, could I trust them? What if they stole my idea? How could I protect myself? An hour ago, I was super happy, but now I was so stressed. I started thinking, I can never do this. I got my hopes up for nothing. Here was a great opportunity, but I couldn't make it work. Then I had an idea. Only someone around my age would support me. I remembered a young entrepreneur that I saw on YouTube. What do I have to lose? I'll just DM him on Instagram, I said to myself. I trusted him, so I told him a bit about my idea and asked, would you support something like this? I gave him my phone number. He called the next day. I had unbelievable challenges when I was building my business, so I try to support good ideas as much as I can. Let's meet tomorrow and talk. I think this product has a customer base, he said. Things moved really quickly after that. I had a partner now. I felt like I was in a dream. we started working immediately. We got a professional team to help us finalize the design of the umbrella. Then we found a factory that would produce it. We started advertising on social media when we got the first umbrellas. They received a lot more attention than we anticipated. Almost every dog that was out in the rain now had one of our umbrellas. I was so proud of myself, and just as I had dreamed, I was making a lot of money. I wanted to buy a house in the best neighborhood and move there with my family. I looked at houses with a real estate agent. I found a really beautiful one. I wanted to show it to my mom before buying it, but my mom said she didn't want to move. I can't change my life so quickly. Plus, we lived here with your dad for many years. I don't want to leave our memories behind, she said. I was so surprised. I insisted, but she wouldn't change her mind. If you want, you can live in that house. It's your right. Your sister can come and stay with you from time to time. But I have a condition. Don't drop out of school. I want you to at least graduate high school, she said. I went to the office the next day. I told my partner I was going to buy a house. He said, don't do it. He had just partnered with a new venture that was trading cryptocurrencies. Rent the house instead of buying it. You should invest that money in Bitcoin. You'll make enough money to buy 3 houses next year, he said. I trusted him, so I followed his advice. I wanted to support his new firm anyways. So I invested all my money in cryptocurrency, or Bitcoin to be precise. Our umbrellas were selling like hotcakes. I still couldn't believe how quickly my dreams had come true. But I didn't handle getting rich so quickly very well. I was still just a kid. I spent so much money on stuff I didn't need. For example, once I saw an Iron Man costume online that was the same as the one used in the movie. I didn't even look at the price and just bought it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Now I realize that costume cost as much as a luxury car. By the way, I did have 3 amazing sports cars, but I was too young to have a license, so I couldn't even drive them. That was another weird thing that I did. 3 or 4 months went by. One day, my partner called me in for a meeting. He said our sales were falling very quickly. The dog umbrella was easy to imitate, so we had a lot of competition now. Business was great when ours was the only one on the market, but not anymore. If we didn't do something, we'd go bankrupt. We immediately came up with new product ideas. For example, we made a raincoat for dogs, but it didn't sell. I really thought it would. We had thousands of raincoats that we couldn't sell, so we lost a lot of money. Around the same time that the umbrella sales plummeted, the worst thing happened. Bitcoin, which I had invested all my money in, lost a lot of value overnight. My partner said, "Don't worry, it'll go back up again." But it didn't. I lost all my money. I couldn't even pay my rent. I sold the cars and whatever I had in the house. That money lasted only 3 to 4 months. Normally, that money should have lasted me 3 or 4 years, but I had gotten used to spending a lot and couldn't stop even when I didn't have the same income anymore. When I ran out of money, I moved back to my mom's house. I only had the Iron Man costume with me because I couldn't find anyone to buy it. My mom said, "Welcome home," and hugged me. I'd been sending her money every month. It turned out that she saved it all because she kept on working. This money is for college for you and your sister. You proved yourself once. When you finish school, I'm sure you'll be successful again. In fact, you'll be even more successful because you'll have learned from your mistakes, she said, making me feel better. You might find it weird, but I wasn't so sad after losing all my money. Now I understand why. My life had changed so quickly. When I was rich, it all felt like a dream. So when I lost it all, it still felt like it was a dream. Since it was all like a dream, it didn't make sense to be upset. Thanks for listening to my story. If you like stories based on real life, you can subscribe to this channel now. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions. Apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.